Let's head over to the livestock side, and we're just going to mix things up a little bit as well with the cattle on feed and a cold storage report that comes out later this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon. It is. We're kind of throwing things for a loop. Usually we'll see that on a Friday. But cold storage, I think you're going to see estimates that will be down a little bit from last month, but a little bit higher than a year ago. You're looking at down 0.5%. from last month, 1.5 larger than a year ago. In pork, though, I think you're going to see something a little bit different. You're expecting to see, down 10.8% from last year, up from last month, but down from last year. So we'll see. That's going to be a big number to look at this afternoon in pork, because big thing in that market is, we've been trying to get our handle on this whole PED virus and how much supply we really have going on in the market.
Now, how is, because obviously we're having this report come out on a Thursday, gives you guys not much time to digest the numbers and really get to trade them again tomorrow and overnight.
Yeah, basically the market will be open when we're trading. So it's a little bit different than what we're used to seeing. You're going to have the numbers come out at 2, and the market will continue to trade till 4, take a break from 4 to 5, and then trade all day tomorrow. So a little bit different than what we're used to. And then, the numbers will have to be analyzed pretty quick, and then we'll see how the market reacts to it.
What about for the way this cash is trading? Have we possibly hit a top for these cattle?
In very big numbers this week already. So we might be running into a point where, cash market might need to set back a little bit. Cutouts are also, inching up. I mean, every day this week, 3 days so far, we're up quite a bit. 205.68, we'd have to go back to, our highs back to, 211. So we're pushing things up kind of high. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to set back the cash and cutouts a little bit here, but we'll still be supported just because of the lower supply that we're expecting. I expect the prices to be fairly well supported into the first quarter of next year.